It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
Welcome to the weekend. Now, I know it doesn't seem like the weekend, but yes, we are at Friday, and we should celebrate it. Those working from home, maybe get outside, take a walk, enjoy the fresh air this week, because it's Friday and it's beautiful out there, April 3rd. All right, so let's get into it. The world's richest man. No, it's not Bill Gates these days. It's Jeff Bezos, of course, CEO of Amazon. He's worth $116 billion. Yes, he donated $100 million to American food banks. And how rich are you when you donate $100 million?
That's a write-off.
So kudos to you. Yeah,
very rich.
Mark is asking if he owns Whole Foods.
He's donated $1 million, just write it off. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, man, Debbie Downer.
All the stuff is expired. Don't do that.
Don't say that.
Some old bananas. Here you go.
Well, look, with a lot of us staying at home, and speaking of food, in fact, 90% of Americans are under a stay-at-home order. And you know what? There's a new phenomenon now called the COVID-15 or Quarantine 15.
Oh, Lord.
I think you know what that means.
You can't go anywhere.
Maybe you're snacking more. So I just have a couple of tips that I've gathered. Plan ahead of time. Still pack your lunch. Just because you're working from home doesn't mean you know, Coca, we need to do this. Also, you'll agree with this one. Stay hydrated. Yes. That's really like the number one thing for real. Eat on a plate. Don't just eat out of the carton or the bag. Like, I'm guilty of that. I ate some Moose Track ice cream out of the carton. I never do that.
That's the whole pint, right?
Well, yeah, it was the whole pint. Do that. Shanji, that's not what we're trying to do right now. Also, move your workstation away from the snacks and just be mindful of what you're eating. How do those tips sound for everybody?
Yeah, good.
Okay,
good.
Now if only we can do it. Here's some good news. Stedman is out of quarantine.
All right.
He is out of the guest house at one of Oprah's places.
They posted a really lovely video.
No, they don't want to get married, Coca. But he said afterwards, Oprah said, excuse me, don't you appreciate us now more? I don't know who us is, but he said, I appreciated you before.
Oh, so, hey, that's so romantic.
The kicker is Oprah had pneumonia a while ago, but Stedman was the one quarantined in the guest house. Nobody else thinks this is weird?
Well, she can't afford to get, she's not going to quarantine herself.
She's like, I'm walking around this house.
Okay.
You got to protect the cash cow. That's like Allison. Hey, nobody cares about my ass. If Allison go down, this whole team goes down.
Well, they are reunited. Stedman also said, I'm free. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Stedman needs help, y'all. Anyway, let's take a moment, and I want you to listen to this song. I know you remember this classic.
Can we sing it together?
I know. Let's shed a tear together.
Here we go. Come on. I got to do a dance. Get up, Sean.
Of course, you know what that is.
Yes.
Classic. Lovely day, right?
Yep.
Mr. Bill Withers. Let me just hear this first note. The world is a little less beautiful today. I got to be honest, because the great Bill Withers has died. He died on Monday. The family has told everyone now from heart complications. Look, lovely day. Grandma's hands lean on me. Ain't no sunshine. Use me up. There it is. His songs stood the test of time.
Oh, yeah.
And when I reported this morning, it was breaking news this morning on Fox 5 Morning News, I actually had to hold back tears because he was just the musician of a generation. I was a 70s baby and 80s, you know, and it touched me somewhere. And Lean On Me, how many times has Lean On Me been done?
What?
Over and over again. So, Bill Withers, thank you for all the great music. You will be missed. I know people want to call and talk about their Bill Withers memories and their favorite songs. So, we got the phone lines open as always. You can call us.
And also go to WHUR, our Twitter page. I got my tribute to him, a musical tribute you can check out on Facebook and Twitter. So, and again, we want to hear from you. 202-432-WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.